Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, April 28th, 2020. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. We apologize to you for coming a little bit late today. We are dealing with some new technology. Hopefully everyone benefits. Speaking of benefits, we all benefit from the presence of Dwayne Long. Dwayne, how are you this fine Tuesday?
Hey, I had football this weekend, Dan. The draft, I'm telling you, it invigorated me. I was so happy to have something current to talk about. We had great discussions on the site about the draft. I'm coming off of euphoric high.
You're not the only one. There are about 10 Buckeyes right now who are probably at a car dealership picking out something sweet. What we're going to talk about today is who might be here next time at this year. If we know one thing, we know that the NFL draft will go on and there will be Buckeyes towards the top. It was a very enjoyable experience. You can make the argument the first three picks were Buckeyes. I would make that argument. Damon Arnett going at 19 may have been the biggest surprise of the draft. What we're going to do now is look at next year's group. We're going to give you 10 guys we expect to be drafted next year in order. Dwayne, who do you believe will be the first Buckeye off the board in the 2021 NFL draft?
Well, you've got to go with the obvious. Quarterback is the most important position in football at any level, but probably even more so at the pro level. And Justin Fields, unless he has a disaster in 2020, he's going to be one of the first two quarterbacks taken. It just depends on if Lawrence comes out. If Lawrence has the same kind of year he had last year, we'll see about that. But Fields he's that next generation. You know, we're seeing it with Lamar Jackson, a few other guys, just a handful. Russell Wilson probably would be the first name out of your mouth when you're talking about these guys that are really as dangerous with their feet as with their arms. It used to be the NFL shied away from those guys, but now they're starting to really embrace them. And even taking a guy like Jackson, who was a little bit more challenged with the arm than he was with the feet. Justin Fields can do it all. Justin Fields can butcher a defense with his arm as well as his feet. So, and I think that, you know, people are going to look at Lawrence as an awfully mobile guy. Nobody knows that more than Buckeye fans. But when you talk about just getting out and pulling the ball down and taking off, you would take Justin Fields. So which one's going to go off the board first? I don't know, but it would first Buckeye would be Justin Fields.
Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence are joined at the hip. They grew up about an hour away from each other, maybe even a little bit less in Georgia. You'd have to give Lawrence the edge right now, but if Fields was the first pick in the draft next year, I would not be surprised at all. Who do you believe will be the second Buckeye off the board?
Well, Sean Wade. Sean Wade, it came up several times in the draft discussions about Ohio State being defensive back U. They call themselves BIA, Best in America. That's a new one for me. I wasn't paying attention to the Instagram stuff, but that came up there. We're now talking BIA, Buckeye Nation. Sean Wade, they said, would have been a first-rounder in this past draft. So he's certain to be a top 10 pick in the next draft. and likely the first cornerback off the board.
Certainly wouldn't surprise me, considering Arnett went 19, and I don't know any team that would rather have Arnett than Sean Wade. So number three on your board.
I hate doing this, but Togi Eye is a kid that I am so impressed with. Defensive tackles, especially after a really poor draft in this most recent draft, the 2020 draft. The NFL is going to be looking to get some tackles in there. And Togi Eye, I compare him to Nick Bosa in one respect. Nick Bosa early on did not have major stats, but when you compared his stats versus the number of reps he had, it was very impressive. And that's what we're going to see with Togi Eye. That's what we've seen from him so far. When he's been on the field, you see him. He's going to be involved. With him being a starter now, I'm saying he's going to blow up. Are you kidding me? Why are you coming back to school? You're getting ready to be a millionaire. Don't come back here, get hurt, and it all goes up in smoke. I believe he's going to be the kid that just absolutely jumps out there and becomes a dominant player, and he's going to move on to the NFL.
He is the strongest player on the team. If he's a defensive tackle, he's going to have to get a little pass rush in him because those are the guys that go higher. Although I will say Derek Brown was not known for his pass rush ability, and he went, I believe, seventh to Charlotte. Number four,
and this one is shaky and I'm going to explain why. Thayer Mumford, healthy, absolutely dominated. I thought he would go before he got hurt last year, and he was a completely different player after he got hurt. Mumford was just absolutely dominant. And you look at him after the injury, and he was just not the same football player. You have to – and here's the thing that's really going to hurt him. He can't get hurt again, Dan. He can't get hurt again. He got hurt 2 years ago, and he was better than last year when he got hurt, but he still wasn't the same player. Then he gets hurt last year, and he just was not the same player. And just like with Tua, the NFL, it doesn't matter how good you are. If you're sitting in the training room, you're no better than anybody sitting in the stands because you're not helping the team. So it's very important that players prove durability, and he needs a season healthy. If he does, he's going to be a guy that goes off the board probably no later than the second round.
You don't want to be referred to as oft-injured or injury-prone. It's a terrible moniker to have, and you can earn it early, and it can stick with you. So, like you said, it'd be very good for Mumford to put forth a full season. If he does, I wouldn't be surprised to see him sneak in into the first round. Number five.
I'm going with Davis.
Davis?
Yes. He is absolutely dominant. He's got that nasty streak that is just something that you see in so many outstanding offensive linemen. Just that nasty, I'm going to knock you down, and I'm going to make it hurt. He's really good in pass protection. Guards, you just don't expect that out of. Dominating blocker. I'm hoping that he comes back, but I just don't see it. When a guard can go in the first round, and I absolutely see a first-round guard in him, he's going to go. And this kid, it's going to be decimating to our offensive line. We really need to see some younger guys step up. Now, the good thing is we've got some good young guys. The bad news is we got to get them on the field. We got to get these guys some experience, game experience with the game still in doubt. That's going to be key because Mumford, he's a senior. And Davis, he's going to be a draft-eligible junior. And when you got to strike when the iron's hot.
I will say this about Davis. If you look at his career so far and what he has a chance to do, he's going to be one of the more decorated guards ever to play here. His quality of play is very high. He's on all the All-American teams, and he has the name rec. So, like you said, draft-wise, they do not like to draft guards in the first round, but great players get picked high, so he would have a chance. All right, we're going to take a quick break and be back with 6 through 10.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We are back doing our top 10 Buckeyes for the 2021 draft. We have been through the first five in order: Justin Fields, Sean Waite, Tommy Togai, Thayer Mumford, and Wyatt Davis. Dwayne, number six.
Really, Dan, this is a tie at five. Myers is just such a dominating center.
Josh Myers, excuse me.
I'm so used to calling players by their last names, I leave off the first name sometimes. Myers is absolutely dominating, and because he's a center, that might put him on the board higher than Davis, because a center's just more valuable. You've got a huge guy. You'll see centers that aren't 300 pounds at the NFL level. Some of the best centers in the league are not 300 pound guys. This is a legit 300 pound guy, 6'5", maybe 6'6", and he gets out to the second level. He was always a mobile guy. We thought he was going to play tackle. I saw pretty early on, I didn't see the tackle in him. He had great he could run really well, but the lateral movement, it was a question. Move him inside, and he's become absolutely dominant center. He gets out to the second level. Whenever he could just run forward, you got a problem on your hands. A kid that big, moving like that, and he's a powerhouse. I seen him hit, I think it was the Wisconsin game. He hit a kid at the 3-yard line. He finally fell halfway into the end zone. I mean, Myers just, I'm not saying he was driving him. He just hit him, and he knocked him that far. As a linebacker, I believe he's number 7. Anyway, Myers just absolute powerhouse. You get a kid that big on the second level like that, who can just destroy anything. He destroy anything at the line of scrimmage. He's going to get out on linebackers, maybe on safeties. It's such a mismatch. It should be illegal. When I said earlier before the break, I said line is going to be decimated. We need to get guys in here. That's why Munford's a senior, and I believe that the odds are Myers and Davis go pro after this year. that's just huge.
I would agree. I think there's a chance for Myers to get drafted in the first round if you think about it, because like you said, position center is a big one. Cesar Ruiz of Michigan was picked in the first round. Who would you rather have long term? You know, he doesn't really have any noticeable weaknesses. Plus, he's got a really clean sheet off the field. Number seven.
Okay, this these next two guys, they're speculative. It's going to depend on their senior season. But Taron Vincent, I mean, and Haskell Garrett, let's just throw them in there together. Those are 7 and 8. Those guys, they've, for various reasons, they've not got on the field that much. But again, you go back to the position, defensive tackle, especially after a down year of tackles. These guys are, there's going to be speculation about those guys coming out if they have a good enough year. They're both 300 pounders. Togiai is a notch above, but these guys are real good football players. If they put together healthy seasons where they could, if they're as good as Robert Landers, Robert Landers did get drafted because of size. He just wasn't a big enough kid. These guys are big enough. And I could see them going day two of the draft, both of them, if they have good enough season. And I think they can. I think both of them are good enough.
Taron Vincent is one of those guys whose upside is still there. If you told me the Buckeyes win the national championship this year and there were certain guys that kind of blossomed, that would be one of them that would really help. A werewolf on the inside who can do a little bit of everything. Let's not forget, this guy has the pedigree. You're talking Gilman and IMG, number one defensive tackle in the country. His dad is president of the NFL Players Association, or was, or something. Maybe he works on the league side. I can't remember, but it was Troy Vincent. High hopes for Vincent remain. All right, number nine.
Number nine is Luke Farrell. Luke Farrell, he's going to be a senior. And he's just been a solid football player. And, again, we go back to the blocking thing. That's why Ohio State tight ends go in the draft. They're guys that are taught to run block. And the NFL, they don't want to teach you stuff like that. The NFL doesn't want to teach some player how to do the basics. That is just, I mean, come on. You don't want to tell an assistant coach, well, this guy can do this very well, but you need to teach him to do this, something as basic as blocking. You're going, that coach is going to be so damn irritated that a guy can't do the basic thing that gets him on the field. Come on, man. And he's a big kid. He's shown to have reliable hands. You know, he's not that super athlete that goes high in the draft that catches 50 balls in a season. But he's going to be a kid that's going to come in. He's going to block without complaining. And when you throw him the ball, he's going to catch it, and he's a load to bring down. And I absolutely believe he's going to get drafted at some point. Yeah.
We will finish it off with number 10.
Pete Werner. Pete Werner's an awfully good football player. He's more of a linebacker for now, the prototype, the guy. You're giving up some size, but he can cover. And he's a willing hitter. He could be a good tackler. You know, if someone wants to come on after listening to this and says, man, Warner at number 10, okay. Well, the other guys, I had to put the guys in there, the speculative guys, the guys that could go early. They're just at more important positions, and they're just a little bit more talented. So, but Pete Werner, I absolutely believe he's going to play in the NFL. He'll get drafted 4th, 5th round, maybe. If he goes higher, I could see some team just looking at his ability to cover, which is so important in the pass-happy game that we're looking at these days, and just take him higher for that reason. And, again, he will be physical. You know, he's not the biggest kid. But he's an excellent blitzer. Wow, does he time out blitzes very well. So Pete Werner, definitely top 10, maybe I'm doing him a disservice putting him in at number 10, but he will go and be, I think, a good NFL player for years.
I wouldn't be surprised by that at all. The one guy I will say, if he has a breakout year and plays every game, is Tyreek Smith, a defensive end, has that kind of NFL potential. He has yet to string together enough games to be taken seriously, but that's a guy I think has a chance to rise. We had 3 first-round picks this year. I'd be shocked if there aren't at least 3 next year. We hope you enjoyed a little brief look ahead, Bucknutters. We tinkered with some new audio today, so it caused us a little delay. Hope everything worked out. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.